Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Here they come on third and five. Wilson, boy, somehow escapes. He's going to run for it. Plenty of green grass. Wilson stays in bounds. He's still going. And he's in. Touchdown. Zach Wilson pulling a magic trick.
Down the middle, he's got it. Elijah Moore. The 20. The 10. The 5. Touchdown. Tune is buried. That was Sauce Gardner. Here he goes! Goodbye and hello, Enzo!
Van Dyke swarmed, swallowed, and sacked. Guess who? You only got one guess, Jermaine Johnson.
Here's Breece Hall looking for history. Hall with his 24th straight game with a rushing touchdown into the NCAA record books.
Listen. Thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time for midweek news and notes. So for that, we bring in our friend who is the co-founder of JetsXFactor.com, a website where he is also the lead reporter, Mr. Robbie Sabo. Robbie, what's up, brother?
What's up, Scotty? How are things in Jetsland today?
Things in Jetsland are going pretty well because Mike White is the FedEx Player of the Week. No big surprise, 22 of 28, 315 yards, 3 touchdowns, a fantastic performance against the Chicago Bears. And as we know, Robbie, Jets Twitter is undefeated. But I wanted to read this off to you about Mike White because we were talking about how well he's done since becoming the Jets quarterback. And in fact, I know Damian Woody said on Twitter the other day that if Mike White had been a first-round pick and you took a look at his sample size, you'd be really excited about him. The main reason why he has doubters is because he was a fifth-round pick instead of a first-round pick. And I went back and I grabbed Lance Zierlein's scouting report for Mike White from the 2018 draft. It's crazy to think that Mike White was actually drafted in the same draft as Sam Darnold. It really feels like a million years ago. He compared him to Zach Mettenberger, which is not great. But I wanted to read off the strengths and weaknesses here, Robbie, because I thought it was fascinating and it's instructive in terms of how you can clean things up in the NFL that are weaknesses in college and how sometimes you get known for something in the pros that you weren't known for in college. Also, a contrast with Zach Wilson. We'll get to that at the end. Here are his strengths, according to the scouting report. Arm talent, first thing you notice. Funny because usually what people talk about is that he's not relying on his arm and that he's more of a quick strike guy. Former high school pitcher with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball who can crank up the heat when he needs to. That's true. He was a fantastic pitcher in Florida in high school. Ended up choosing football over baseball, but easily could have done either one. Good drive accuracy. Able to push the ball into tight windows. We've clearly seen that. High velocity and accuracy to attack the middle of the field. Can alternate between heat and touch. We haven't really seen the touch as much as the heat so far with Mike White. Throws catchable deep ball and ability to drop it over a cornerback's head down the sidelines. We have definitely not seen that yet. So if he has that in his game, watch out, because if he can start doing that in addition to what we've already seen, he's going to be very scary. Can be dangerous from the pocket when protected. Completed 57% of deep throws when protected well in 2016. I thought that was very interesting too, because as we said, Robbie, he is not known for being a deep ball thrower. We haven't really seen it at all yet. If he adds that element to his game here with the Jets, it's going to be very tough to stop him. Resets feet before throwing when leaving the pocket. Asked to make full field reads at times. Now, here are his weaknesses. And Robbie, you and I talked about this before we started recording. As I was reading these off to you, it seems like he's cleaned up, if not all of these, almost all of these from his college days at Western Kentucky. Check this out. Heavy feet, takes time to set up in the pocket. Haven't seen that at all. Struggles to deal with poor protection. I think he's actually done very well against the blitz. In fact, the numbers indicate that's the case. As you told me before we started recording, and I thought this is perfect, it's the old Tom Brady routine. He's not going to run around and necessarily scramble like a wild man, but he's able to take that one or two steps that you need to take to get away from the pressure and get rid of the ball. Lacks feel for pressure off the edges and drops his eyes when he sees the pocket push. Haven't seen that at all. In fact, we've mostly seen him keeping his eyes up. Pocket mobility poor? I don't think so at all. We've seen him move around very smoothly. He's not Justin Fields. He's not Zach Wilson. He's certainly not somebody like Kyler Murray, but he can move around in the pocket. Responsible for share of 46 sacks, and that's something we're going to get to at the end because it involves his offensive line at Western Kentucky. Sluggish processor when initial reads are covered. Been the exact opposite with the Jets. He has processed very quickly, gotten the ball out fast, and gotten the ball to multiple receivers. Stayed on covered targets rather than finding better options. Have not seen that at all. He is processing lightning fast as Jets quarterback. Relies too heavily on arm over anticipation. I've seen the opposite of that. He usually anticipates these throws, and I wouldn't exactly call him a guy that is firing it in there and being a Tony Romo or a Brett Favre and just relying on the arm strength. Looks lethargic when trying to roll and throw. Haven't seen that at all. Fumbled 12 times his final year and 17 times over two seasons. I don't think he has a single fumble as Jets quarterback. And then here's the end where there's a quote from an AFC team regional scout. I'm having a hard time with his evaluation because his protection was just so bad. Some of those sacks were on him, but sometimes he didn't even have a chance. I'm going to keep him alive because he's a talented passer and he has size. Remember, White, of course, is 6'5". But I thought this was very interesting, Robbie, because one thing that you heard about Zach Wilson coming out of BYU is that you didn't see him up against pressure all that much because the BYU offensive line was so good, so you weren't sure how he was going to handle pressure at the NFL level. Here with Mike White, what you're seeing with his 2018 scouting report is that people are saying, I don't know how he's going to do when there's an actual clean pocket because he had such poor protection that he never even had a chance. And so all the worries about Zach Wilson and how he might fare when the pressure came, those unfortunately were realized so far. And with Mike White, it's turned out to be the opposite. When he's had anything resembling a clean pocket, he's looked fantastic. And he's actually found a way to do well against the blitz when the pressure comes, which might even be a product of the fact that he was under such heavy pressure all the time at Western Kentucky that it toughened him up and now he knows how to handle it. So congratulations to Mike White on the FedEx Player of the Week. Congratulations to Jets Twitter for getting another win. And this scouting report to me is fascinating, Robbie, because we don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but it looks like all the weaknesses on this list from the scouting report are things he's mostly cleaned up. And some of the strengths that are listed, we haven't even seen him use yet. So if he can continue to curb those weaknesses from the scouting report and start incorporating some of those strengths we haven't seen yet, this Jets offense could be really, really good.
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, those weaknesses aren't weaknesses at all. And while no one's going to doubt, Wilson has the physical advantage over him in so many regards, other than height, because height is obviously a factor. When you watch these two guys, the biggest contrasting traits is that Wilson would never step up in the pocket. He would never, you know, slide and throw, step up, stand there in the face of pressure. If you look at this game on Sunday, White did it all the time. He stepped right up. The second Garrett Wilson touchdown, he had a guy bearing down on him, stepped up in the pocket. It's that Tom Brady trait where you know the tackles are gonna rub by and allow the edge, you know, the wide nine edge to fly by, and you just step up. That's awareness. That's poise. That's a quarterback's mind. And the other one, I think it was a Conklin corner route where he steps up in the pocket beautifully. and got it done. And then the Elijah Moore touchdown drifted to the left. He's really good at drifting to the left and throwing from an open stance, but he feels the pressure very well. His quarterback mind is stellar. It's just stellar. And I think that's why so many people get it wrong with quarterbacks, everybody, because you never know how a guy's going to react when plopped in a situation. Will they feel the weight of the world on their shoulders, the anxiety, or not? Will they rise to the occasion or not? And this guy just seems to do it. You know, he'll have his bad games. He'll have his turnovers. Interesting thing. I saw something was shared with me. Andy Reid's 2010 or 2011 or 2012, I forget which year, quarterback manual. And one of the highlighted bullet points was this to his quarterback. I think it was Alex Smith at the time. I'm not totally sure, though. Eliminate turnovers, but never be afraid to turn the ball over. And I think that's really key, because Mike White is not afraid to turn the ball over. You have to play with no fear. And with Zach Wilson, it's the exact opposite. And it's a shame. You can't even evaluate Zach Wilson because he couldn't even, his mind wouldn't even allow him to get to the point, to the stage of evaluation. That's how locked and frozen he was. So, you know, if I'm trusting anyone, I'm trusting Andy Reid. And right now, Mike White is abiding by that. He has no fear. You know, that touchdown to Garrett Wilson, that 54-yard chunk over the middle, right over the linebacker's hands, right through his hands nearly. And that's how you got to play. You got to play like that as a quarterback.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Robbie, when the quarterback gets the ball out quickly, as we know, it makes the offensive line look better. And sometimes with Zach Wilson, the fact that he held the ball so long made them look worse than they really were. In the game against the Chicago Bears, the offensive line only allowed one sack and five pressures per next-gen stats. Mike White got the ball out an average of 2.63 seconds, which was the eighth fastest among quarterbacks in Week 12. So it's really a team effort when it comes to that. Sometimes people look at the sack and pressure numbers and they immediately blame the offensive line. It really can be a combination of both. So White being able to get the ball out quickly, the offensive line being able to protect him, they went hand in hand Sunday against the Bears.
Oh, 100%. It's a team thing. The O-line takes a lot of the brunt of the criticism unfairly at times. And it was on display with Mike White. I mean, with Wilson, he was just so afraid of making a turnover and throwing a bad pass that he would hold it, do that Tarkenton thing, and it would just lead to trouble. With White, he gets it out quickly. And the biggest difference that helps that stat, helps the O-line, the sack percentage, the pressure percentage, is the fact that the Jets' offense adjusted. The Bears came out, they were aggressive, and they were ultra-aggressive after that first drive, that first Garrett Wilson touchdown. And they struggled the next series or two. White even almost got picked by Eddie Jackson coming down, driving down from the free safety spot on that rollout. The first chunk they took was that Elijah Moore post over the middle, where he really trusted Elijah Moore. The defender was on his inside trailing hip, so it was a tough throw with anticipation. But that is what has to be done. You have to tell the defense enough. Stop playing us aggressively. Because if you do that, we're going to hit you downfield. Intermediate to deep routes. And that's what they did. That Elijah Moore post, that Garrett Wilson chunk. And from there on out, they forced the Bears defense to play balanced. And prior with Wilson, the Jets offense could never do that. They could never stretch the field and force the defense to get off of their ass. And that goes a long way, too, when you're talking O-line.
Latest on injuries, Robbie, DJ Reed missed practice. It was a personal matter, though, so it looks like it's not going to be anything for the Jets to worry about. The one to worry about right now is Michael Carter. He has that ankle issue. He missed practice today. His status up in the air. Salah said he's taking it day by day. If you recall, last week when I picked my players over at prizepicks.com in the daily fantasy matchup with their player projections, I picked Michael Carter as one of my players. I thought for sure he was going to be able to beat his Prize Picks player projections because Mike White does like to throw to running backs a lot. In fact, going into the game on Sunday, 40% of his completions were to running backs. Unfortunately, Carter wasn't able to beat his Prize Picks player projection, partially because he didn't have as good of a game as we thought, also partially because he got injured. So if you're participating like I am, I encourage you to play like I do at prizepicks.com or on the Prize Picks app. I would avoid Michael Carter this week, even if he plays. I might pick one of the wide receivers as one of my 2-6 players. Elijah Moore is a player that I would probably pick based on what we saw last week and how he's getting integrated back into the offense. When you pick 2-6 players over at prizepicks.com, if they do better or worse than their Prize Picks player projection, based on whether or not you pick them to do better or worse, you can win up to 25 times the amount of money you put in. You don't play against anybody else. You just go up against the Prize Picks player projection. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to play, you can play. When you sign up, use the promo code PLAJ, and you can get your first deposit matched up to $100. So if you put in $100, they'll match you $100. Put in $50, they'll match you $50. Just use the promo code PLAJ, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. And Robbie, like I said, the one to worry about here is not DJ Reed, it's Michael Carter. I would assume that if Michael Carter can't go, we will get a heavy helping of Bam Knight. The Jets also signed Jonathan Ward, who was cut by the Cardinals last week after spending some time on IR with a hamstring injury. He'll be on the practice squad, so if the Jets need extra depth, they could go to Jonathan Ward if Michael Carter can't go. But I would assume that the Jets will stick with what they had last week if Carter can't play and roll with Bam Knight and Ty Johnson as the primary ball carriers.
Yeah, Bam is probably going to get a huge serving this Sunday. And listen, that was a good pick, Michael Carter. I picked him as well on Daily Fantasy. How could you not with Mike White there? I mean, what he did against Cincy last year, but it just goes to the point. Michael White takes what the defense gives him. You know, if they allow underneath, he'll hit you underneath. If they force you to go over the top, he'll do that until you loosen up. So good pick there with Michael Carter. And if Michael Carter can't go, at least it's not a high ankle sprain. The low ankle sprain is a lot better of the two. Everyone knows that, you know, thanks to the Twitter doctors out there, of course. But if no Michael Carter, Bam Knight, Ty Johnson. Ty Johnson looked good too. So having these numbers, and James Robinson, let's not forget about Robinson as well. So having these numbers is really good. Reed missed because of a personal day. He'll be back tomorrow. And then Sheldon Rankins came back as well today.
Robert Salah said, the QB plan has not changed. Quote, when we feel like Zach is ready to roll, we'll get him out there. When asked if White can win the quarterback job, Salah deflected, said he's focused on this week and doesn't want to get into hypotheticals. He has said that the plan is to get Zach Wilson back onto the field. But Robbie, we know how this is going to go. If Mike White continues to play well, there's no way that Robert Salah can take him out. He would lose the locker room. It's Mike White's job to lose at this point. He could very well lose it. He could play poorly, and then Zach Wilson gets another chance, especially if he's showing major improvement in practice, putting in the work, and earns another opportunity. But if Mike White keeps playing well, it's going to be his job.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're the head coach, why not keep all avenues open? You know, the plan could very well be publicly that they want Zach Wilson back on the field. It leaves a carrot dangling for the kid while keeping the pressure on Mike White. But, you know, everyone knows if Mike White takes it and runs with it, that's not going to happen. So it's just the PR game. It's Salah being a veteran, shall I say, already at this stage of the game as a head coach in the NFL in the New York, New Jersey market. So it's a good job by Salah. We know the deal. I think Zach Wilson knows the deal too. But keeping in a situation where it's competitive, I like that a lot.
Sala also talked about Bam Knight, said he likes his one-cut style, the way he gets north and south quickly, added that James Robinson's story is not over yet. I think the Jets are going to mix and match based on matchups the rest of the way, which is smart coaching. Sala also said, as far as having meaningful games in December, quote, it's awesome to be where we are right now, but at the same time, we have to focus on our moment. On looking ahead at the remaining schedule and analyzing playoff spots, Robert Sala said he has, quote, too much crap to do to be wasting time on that. Makes sense. You should have a lower level intern do things like that for you. Sala talked about how Sauce matches up against Justin Jefferson, which could be the matchup of the year this Sunday if they end up going one-on-one. Remember, Sauce didn't go one-on-one with Diggs all that often. He mostly covered Gabe Davis and shut him down. The bulk of the coverage on Diggs was a double team with a safety and DJ Reed. Sala said, quote, I'll put up our guys against anybody. Sala was asked about how Mike White will handle the pressure of being quarterback in big December games. Quote, he's very calm, cool, coachable, great presence in the pocket, quick delivery, processes quickly, gets the ball where it needs to go, almost like he lowers his heartbeat. The moment is never too big for him. So thought it was interesting here what Sala had to say about Mike White showing confidence in him, showing confidence in Sauce and his ability to go up against Justin Jefferson, depending on how the matchups break down, and also how much he seems to really like Bam Knight. I do also respect what he said there in terms of James Robinson's story not being over, because Robbie, any smart coach leaves the door open to changes, and there's going to be games where James Robinson will be a better fit for what the Jets are going to be looking to do running back wise. It's never a bad thing to have multiple good options at any position.
Yeah, folks on Twitter were asking during the game, why'd they even trade for James Robinson? If you have Bam Knight, why even do that? Well, you got to have numbers at that position. You got to have numbers at running back and D-line. And Douglas and Sala know this, and that's why they have numbers there. I mean, the return they gave up, they yielded for James Robinson, was not that big of a return, so why not? And Bam Knight, let's pat ourselves on the back a little. I remember me and you specifically discussed him a little bit back in August as he showed flashes in training camp. You know, he doesn't have all the talent in the world, but at this position, there's a lot of traits that you like. You know, he hits the hole really hard. That one cut style, as Sala said, one cut, get downhill. He's not the biggest guy in the world. He's not the fastest guy in the world, but he's a guy that coaches love because he sets a great example. He hits the hole hard. He runs hard. He works hard. So, you know, undrafted guy trying to climb his way up to the top. You love all that stuff. I see him contributing a lot more moving forward. And oh man, Sauce versus Jefferson, how good is that going to be? I'd be shocked if they don't travel Sauce with Jefferson around the field. It depends on the zone versus man strategy and the game plan, but I would be shocked if he's not traveling all over the field, and that's going to be, dare I say, the best receiver in the league versus the best corner in the league. It's not out of the realm of possibility to say that.
The fans certainly don't think that it's out of the realm of possibility, because right now, Robbie, Pro Bowl voting is going on, and Sauce Gardner is number two in the voting behind Tariq Woolen, which is crazy because both of those guys are rookies. Just shows you that Seattle's fan base is out there voting heavily as well. Quinnen Williams is number two on the interior defensive line after Chris Jones from Kansas City. CJ Mosley is seventh at inside linebacker, and LaMarcus Joyner seventh at free safety. That's a strange one. I certainly wouldn't have expected that. But all I can say, Robbie, is Jets Twitter, so far you've been undefeated when it comes to voting for player of the week. Look at what just happened with Mike White, and rookie of the week. Look at all the time Sauce and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall have won that award. You got to get out there and support Sauce and Quinnen Williams, because they're both this close to going to the Pro Bowl, and they both deserve it.
They love, Jets Twitter loves their belts. I'll tell you that, their championship belts. And I know me and you both love them too. The winged eagle of the early 90s is my favorite still. But I digress. The Pepsi one works as well. Yeah, Jets fans have been killing it this year. I expect Sauce to get number one pretty soon, especially if he has a good outing against Jefferson this weekend. And in terms of the game as a whole, I mean, Mike White, he should have a hell of a game as well, because Minnesota's defense isn't – I think they're better than the statistical output suggests based on their offense, based on the points they put up, but – you know, I expect big things from Mike White in the offense again this weekend.
Robbie, I've always been partial to that old NWA championship belt, but the Winged Eagle belt, that's a good one too. You can never go wrong. Either way, Jets Twitter, go ahead and make your presence felt. Get Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner into the Pro Bowl. Robbie Sabo, co-founder over at Jets X Factor, website where he is the lead reporter as well. Thanks so much for coming on and going through the midweek news and notes with me. Really appreciate it. I know you've got a ton of great stuff up at JetsXFactor.com, including the 11-hour, 55-minute film reviews that my buddy Joe Blewett does every week. So go ahead and talk about what people can get over at Jets X Factor and what they can get when they subscribe, because I know that there's some nice little perks involving a certain number 80, I believe, somebody who used to play wide receiver for the Jets, if you sign up at Jets X Factor.
Yes, sir. Discount code 80 at Jets X Factor. Get yourself a free autograph sign, 8x10 photo, and of course, everyone's favorite, Joe Blewett's film reviews. It's all at JetsXFactor.com. Check it out.
Check out everything over at JetsXFactor.com and everything we have up at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has some awesome All-22 breakdowns up there. So subscribe to our channel, watch our videos, YouTube.com/PlayLikeAJet. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's TEEpublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Zach Says Go Long shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, teepublic.com. That's TEEpublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes, if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in the New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.